First public hearing is change of zone 1601 Regina Struble.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, for land lying north of Route 9, 145 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison, and to be located on 1.09 acres, more or less. I just provided the copies of the survey and site plan for this application. It shows existing dwelling on the property and accessory buildings. I have two agency comments received to date, first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report. It was received on June 23rd of 2005. Makes reference to the rezoning from AR1 to C1 General Commercial. Makes reference to Seashore Highway being Route 9 from Delaware 5, Route 22 to the stoplight at the Dairy Farm, which is Hopkins Farm. The annual average daily traffic is 12,276 vehicles per day. The summer average is 16,040 vehicles per day on that road segment. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. One of our processes in rezoning is because of the preliminary land use service through the state, since it relates to the comprehensive plan, is that this site is in a low density area and it requires us to forward comments from PLUS or else to get a waiver. Today we received a letter from Constance Holland, Director of the Office of State Planning and Coordination. Makes reference to a letter I forwarded to her yesterday, since I forgot, but it was sent. And she advises, as we are aware, Chapter 92 of the Title 29 Delaware Code gives their office the authority to waive a pre-application review requirements for projects in specific or special circumstance. Because this proposed rezoning is for a one-acre parcel adjacent to and across from other C1 zone properties, and because development of this property will not meet PLUS criteria, which would exceed 75,000 square feet, the Office of State Planning Coordination will waive the pre-application requirement for this project. I remind you that the change of zoning needs to accompany a comprehensive plan amendment for this parcel. Again, because of the size and nature of the proposal, as described above, the comprehensive plan amendment will not need to go through PLUS, so long as this is the only amendment being considered. And signed, as I stated, Constance C. Holland. And that's all I have, gentlemen, if you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Would you come forward, please? Either one, and give us your name.
I'm Regina Struble, and this is the property that we're representing.
And your address, please?
My address is 18344 Seashell Boulevard in Lewis.
Okay, thank you. You've heard what our director has read into the record. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Johnson, this lies in your vast district.
Could you share with us the purpose behind seeking a rezoning to...
This was my mom and dad's property, and they have since deceased, and they bought it in 1989, and it was basically, as you know, all chicken farms and what have you in that area. And it's since become, we're sandwiched in between all commercial property. And so we were going to sell that property, and we were advised that we would get, I'll be very honest, more money for it if it is changed to a commercial zoning. So that's what we're... coming before you, I represent my sisters and brothers on this. And, of course, as you know, we're in a great location. We're on the corner of Route 5 and 9. We have the electric company is 60 feet away. We have Harbison Post Office across the street, delis. Basically, the whole Route 9 is nothing but commercial as you go up that that whole strip. So we're kind of sandwiched in there now, and that's basically what we're here to tell you.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of it may look commercial, but it's not commercial. A lot of it may be zoned as conditional use,
mm-hmm.
rather than commercial, although it does give the appearance of commercial.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Lank, the adjoining properties are zoned how?
The immediate adjacent property to the west is zoned C1 general commercial and has been since Mr. Veazey had his one
right.
more service there.
Right. Hyatt Refrigeration now, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Across Route 9 is the post office, the general store, and the gas or filling station is commercial C1.
Right.
Property to the north, about 600 feet or so, is also zoned commercial. Property to the east, approximately another 700 feet or so is owned commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several conditional uses. Parcel 26 is a contractor storage yard and office. Parcel, I don't know if it shows up or not. It's not labeled anyway. There is another conditional use across Route 9, which is a maintenance company and used to be one of the Hudson houses.
Yeah, it's Hudson Trucking now, correct?
No, on the opposite side.
Okay.
And the majority of the rest of the property, either AR or MR,
mm-hmm.
along Route 5.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Is the property under contract to sale now?
No.
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 No, not yet.
And I just asked that to find out if you could share with us possibly what the commercial use of this would be, because that does open it up should your request be granted.
It would have to stay within the limitations that we were given on under what we could put in that particular, on that particular acreage.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, yes. So whatever we.
I have no other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No, that was my question was the intended use of the property, and the only intent appears to be that it's for sale.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Couts.
No questions, sir.
Mr. Robertson.
No questions aside from, I think, the size of it to some extent limits what could be done there, although there's like 27 things under the C1 district that are permitted uses.
Right.
The size of it, when you start taking into account stormwater management and parking requirements and likely DelDOT dedication when they go for their entrance permit, that's going to some extent affect what would happen there.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, thank you very much. You'll take a seat for a second. We'll see if anyone's here that has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1601 Regina Struble? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1601? Anyone else on the commission have any other questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.